You are listening to Keep It Real with Terry and Sonny. And today we're going to be talking about prayer, but more specific, we'll be talking about daily prayer. And that's the title. That's the title. It's going to be daily prayer. And there's so much on there, Sonny, that we're just going to be, you know, we're just going to be
tip of the iceberg.
I mean, there's so much depth in all this. And in fact, it prayer is mentioned over 250 times in Scripture. So I mean, so the Bible's got a lot to say about prayer, and we're just going to hit a little bit of it today, okay? And it's daily prayer, okay? You want to?
Yeah. Like you said, there's a lot in there. There's a lot of apps and devices and everything, right. You know, that gives you a hint on if you're having trouble to pray, right. And everything. So this is just a tool to kind of, if you don't have a tool,
right.
To kind of use it and follow it, and just to get you involved. Because the biggest thing is pray, Terry. I don't know, you got to do it. You know,
you
got to
do it. You got to have
that language with God. If you don't have the communication with God, to relate to it, it's kind of like not having the communication with your spouse or your friends. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna have a very good relationship.
Right,
you know,
right.
You got to have that. Yeah. You got to have that prayer.
Right, it's communication. That's what we're going to mention in a little bit. Well, first, what I want to bring out is that anybody that's following Jesus, or anybody that's saved, born again, you know, you have Christ. So in other words, a follower of Jesus Christ, prayer is the best way to communicate with God, right? You know? So prayer is how we communicate with God. And the thing of it is, man, over the years, they make it complicated. You know, like, and certain denominations make it complicated.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
They make it like a ritual.
But it's very simple. It's like, this is simple as I'm talking to you, and then you talk to me, and we listen, and we talk. It's just like that with God. It's just that you can't see God.
Right.
But it's the same thing. The only way I'm going to get to know you, you know, and when you share about yourself, I listen.
Right.
And then I talk, and then you listen. That's
exactly.
How we get to know each other.
Exactly.
You know? And that's how relations form, you know. And it starts with, you know, barely getting to know each other. And after a while, you become friends. And then you become good friends, you know. But it's a relationship.
Right.
And it starts with communication.
Right. It says in the Bible, it talks about how Moses knew God, mm-hmm. but the Jews knew of God.
Right.
The reason why Moses knew God is because Moses spent that time. He was always talking with God and having fellowship with God and a relationship with God. But the other ones, they could have had that relationship. God wanted, when he brought them to the mountain, he wanted all of them to come into their presence. Sure. But they said to Moses, no. You go ahead. We're good. We don't need to see God's presence. We know how awesome he is. He's amazing. You know what I'm saying? But that's a lot of that's fear, Terry. We're afraid to spend that time in God's presence because when God goes, number one, God might start changing me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be changed. I like who I am.
We don't want to change.
You know what I'm saying? That's number one. I like the way things are going. I like who I am. I like what's happening. I don't want to be changed. Or I just don't have time for it. I'm too busy and everything. There's all kind of excuses not to have a prayer life.
True. I mean, yeah.
But you know what? I hate to say this, guys, and I might make some people upset, but actually, a ritual prayer is better than no prayer, mm-hmm. I think.
Well, it's
you know what I'm saying.
It is communication.
Right, it's better than none. Even if you're saying the Hail Mary, and the Our Father and everything, and just saying it religiously, it's better than not praying at all.
Right.
You know, at least in my mind, because I think if you don't go have no.
Well,
you're not even talking to God at all, and that's even worse.
It's a beginning. It's a start. It's a start.
Because that's how I started when I first got saved. I did not know what to pray. Mm-hmm. So all I knew was I listened to my grandpa. And my grandpa would sit down in the chair every day in the afternoon. And he'd sit there, and he had his little rosary beads, and he would pray it. Mm-hmm. And I did the same thing. It was a start. You know what I'm saying? It was a start. That's what I say.
I mean, you know, it's bad. Like you say, it's a start, and then from there you see what the word says, and move on forward. I mean, and the worst thing you could do is just stay stuck there. You know.
Right.
But
at least
you started.
But you start. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. So So prayer or daily prayer, it's a vehicle for daily dialogue with the one who created us. Think about that. God created us, and he knows everything about us, everything. He created everything else, so he knows everything. So we get the chance to just talk to him and listen to him. God, you know, that just a dialogue. It's just a talking, you know?
Right.
You know?
And that's the best way to pray.
Yeah.
It's just God already, like you said, God already knows your heart. Just
right.
Tell him what's on your heart.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, he wants to hear from you. He knows everything's going on, and it's not, he just wants you to talk to him about stuff, about that.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know. And I have five little areas we're going to touch. And like I said, it's a lot more to prayer and daily prayer, but just these five areas we're going to touch today. And I got scriptures for each. I don't have a one major scripture, but I have some for each step that I'm gonna bring up. The first one is daily prayer gives us an opportunity to share all aspects of our life with God. You know, and if you look in Jeremiah 33:3.
That's almost a tongue twister, huh?
Yeah, for me, definitely. All right. And okay, and it says right here, three right here. Let me find three. Okay. It says, ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. All right. And it also, in other translation says that it says it's things that, you know, it's things that you need to know, find out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's about yourself.
Exactly.
You know, basically it's about yourself.
You know, I was talking with the kids the other day, and we was talking about, about God. You know, that's what you should teach in church, teach the kids about God. You know, that's something. You know, and we was talking about how I asked them to see if any of them knew God.
Right.
And they all raised their hand. Yeah, they all knew God. I said, well, what does God like to eat? Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know. What's God's favorite smell? I don't know. What's God's favorite color? I don't know. I said, well, judging by that standard, if I asked you that about your best friend, you told me, and I don't know, to all those questions, he probably wasn't very much your best friend.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So God, and I'm just using that as an example, right. But God has a lot of attributes of God that he wants to disclose to us.
Right.
He wants us to get to know who he is, and because he already knows everything about us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's nothing hidden from God that God doesn't know about us.
Right.
So, you know, we kind of hide ourselves. We don't want to tell God the hidden things in our heart and everything. But he already knows.
Yeah, he knows.
He already knows everything.
Yeah.
So the prayer language is, number one, is getting you on the same base as God.
Right.
Getting to know God, getting to know who he is.
Right. Because
if you get to know who he is, it changes your aspect of who he is. Because you go from seeing him as a mean, miserly, overbearing tyrant that's ready to strike you down as soon as you mess up. Terry, go ahead, I dare you. Go ahead, I got you if you mess up. Blah, you know what I'm saying? God is not like that.
No,
that's not the attributes of God.
God
doesn't love. God is love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what prayer helps you do.
Right. So again, it's an opportunity for every part of you, everything about you, and everything that you care about. You know, everything.
Right.
God, you know, it's the chance to talk to God about it.
Right.
You know, he knows already, but he wants you to bring it up.
Exactly.
You know. Okay. And talk about it. And,
exactly.
And I have another verse on for that one. It's in James 4:8. James 4:8. And it says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinner. Purify your heart, for your lordly is divided between God and the world. Okay? So the first part of that is that you get close to God, God gets close to you.
Exactly.
You know? And how can you get really close to God? It's through communication.
Exactly.
It's talking to God.
Exactly. And you know, you said something about washing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the thing about it is, when you're talking to God, I find, you know how when you feel bad and everybody tells you the best thing you can do is talk about it?
Yeah.
And it makes you feel better? And it does. And when you talk about something, it makes you feel better.
Right.
And because it's the same way with God. That's why God wants us to talk to him about our problems. Because you see, a lot of time what we do is, And I'm number one, guys. I'm number one at this. I want to dump on everybody. Like, so I got a problem. I meet up with you. I want to tell you, blah, 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 here's all my problem. Blah, it's all over you. And the next one, blah, 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 all over you. But see, but God wants you to do that with him. He wants you to talk to him and just and let him know you have a problem. Not whining, but just let him know all your problems and everything. And if we come to God for our problems, right, then we won't need to dump on other people.
Right.
Because he'll help us with it and everything. And I'm working on that. That's an area that I'm weak in. I'm really weak in that area. And because when you first get saved, you deal with different levels of sins. And as you get higher, you know, and knowing the Lord, you start working on the inward things.
Right.
And once you, but the thing about it is, after you tell God, say, God, I did this, I did that, I did that. And God said, he just takes it and he throws it as far as the east to the west.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you forgive it.
Right.
And then you feel so much better because you're forgiven. Because you don't have that condemnation of sin no more on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then that's another good thing about the prayer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It helps you. It cleans you up just to talking.
That's right. Okay. And then I'm going to go on to the second area or the second point. It says, daily prayer gives us the chance to express our gratitude for the things he provided.
Come on.
Gratitude for what he provided us. I mean, and some people say, what God gave me? I say, man, if you can't find out what God gave you, man, then you need to check yourself.
Yeah, like literally everything. Like literally the air that's going in your nostrils right now.
You woke up today, man. Yeah.
You know, I was watching Joel Osteen last night, mm-hmm. and he said they had this woman, and he was talking to her, and he'd been talking to her for months,
right?
And he was communicating with her and everything. Well, he told me, he didn't tell me specifically, but he said on his that thing, he said that he found out that he asked her to see if she can go somewhere with him. And he said, "No, I gotta go to chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. But after I come back from chemotherapy, if you want to get together, then we get together then." And he looked at her like she was crazy. He said, "He been talking with the lady for months, and he didn't even know she was in chemotherapy.
Wow!
Because her attitude was so positive and uplifting. Oh, yeah. Every time he talked to her, it was just like everything's great, everything's good, God is good, everything's mm-hmm. great, mm-hmm. and she was never negative." And so he never even knew, because when she had issues, she wouldn't dump on him. She'd tell the Lord. Mm-hmm. She talked to the Lord, and she served to the Lord. And so when he met her, everything was just great. And he said that, she said, "When I wake up in the morning, I'm just thankful. I got up and I say, I thank the Lord that I got to see another day." She was dying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And she just thanks the Lord. And then she said, "When I go to bed at nighttime," she said, "I thank the Lord that I got to see my children today."
Right.
And then I got to see all my kids another day.
Right.
And then at nighttime, when she right before she goes to bed, she goes outside and she gets one last look at the stars. She said, "I thank the Lord that I got to see all these stars in heaven that he's created and everything." And every day, because she don't know when her last day is going to be.
Right.
So she takes the little thing that most people take for granted, she is just happy for it. So the little bit of stupid stuff with somebody riding down the road cutting her off in the parking lot, she don't care about that because she might be dying any day. She's not worried about that.
No.
You know what I mean? So that's a good thing. Right, you know, that gratitude. You know what
gratitude,
I'm saying?
Gratitude. You know, and you know, I was just thinking when you were talking like that, it came to me that, you know, it's nothing wrong with dumping everything. It's nothing wrong with that, but dump it to God.
Dump it to God. That's what I said earlier. Right.
You hear people, they want to dump it on, like, after a while, you'd get tired of me just dumping all my stuff on
right.
you. You know, all the time, you know? You know? I mean, you want to say, "Hey, go to God with this stuff, man. He's the only one that can take care of it."
And don't feel bad, guys. If you do this, I'll wrestle with it too.
Do that too sometimes.
You know, I'll wrestle with it too. It's a hard thing to overcome.
Everything that God shows me to bring, to deliver to y'all.
Right.
It's for me too.
Right.
I mean, I have to check myself first.
Exactly.
You know, and then a lot of times it's for me.
Right.
Just as much as it's for anybody else.
Yeah. Well, especially when we're teaching it, the more it is for us.
Yeah, you're right. So it's not wrong dumping stuff. But
right.
Just dump it on the God, because God already knows, and you're not going to surprise him. And
no.
He's like, "Come on, bring it to me."
Yeah, he's like, "Bring it on." He's got the garbage can right here.
You can't surprise God. You will never surprise God.
You know, God's probably moving the can around. You know, let's make this fun. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I don't know. You dumping this on me. I don't know. I don't.
I never had it before. I don't know what to do. God's never going to do that.
No, he's not like, no. Actually, he knows what you're going through because Jesus went through it all too. You know, Jesus was frustrated. You've seen times in the Bible when he was aggravated and everything. And he probably was spending time, when he was like, I think he dumped on the disciples. I literally think he dumped. If this was could be considered a situation where Jesus would have dumped on somebody, this was the time when he told the disciples, "How long will I have to be with you?" Right. You remember when he said that?
Yeah.
He's like, "How much more long will I have to be with you?" Because he was aggravated. He was aggravated. I didn't do all these things, and I didn't think. And he went, "Blah." He just dumped off. Mm-hmm. So even Jesus, I would consider that to be a dumping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even in Jesus did it because he wrestled all things like we did,
Okay, so we're still on the number two, that a daily prayer gives us a chance to express our gratitude for the things he provided. Now, 1 Chronicles 16:24 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
Come on,
his faithful love endures forever."
Right.
You know, so he wants, like I said, again, he wants to hear it.
Right.
You know, it don't matter what it is. And I think you could, it don't matter how many times you dump the same thing on him, because it's a process and he's going to be working on it.
Right. And once you get healed up, you're going to get that out of you.
Yeah,
you
get that out.
You know what I'm saying? And once you, you find yourself dumping about the same situation all the time, over and over and over.
Right.
It's because you need to get, I went through a situation with somebody. And I was they did me wrong. I mean, literally did me wrong. And it was somebody that I loved a lot. It was a very, very good friend of mine, and they just burned me hard. And look, it took me a year, to get over the situation. And I still got it a little bit in my heart that I'm still trying to work out of me.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Because
it's only been about 2-3 years since the situation happened.
Right.
And so, because, when people are close to you, they get to your heart. And when they get, but the problem is, if you lie people into your heart, you can get burned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the problem is, if you don't lie nobody into your heart, you'll never have a friend. You know what I mean? So you got to have it live in your heart. But when that happens, and the situations happen, you just dump to God,
Right.
And Terry, I wanted to say something too. I don't know if you're going that direction, but if you can't find nothing to pray and that's positive or nothing like that, go in Psalms. Psalms got a lot of, you take the Psalms and you can turn it into words, what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, God, you are my shepherd, your rod and your staff comfort me, and that you're saying positive things by saying
true.
You lead me beside green pastures, you walk with me beside still water, and you can kind of tweak it a little bit, but you're not changing the words, but you're tweaking it to more fit your situation, And you start saying those kind of things, and the next thing you know, it just lifts you up out of the mire and clay in the mud.
Mm-hmm. So it's funny you said Psalm. My next scripture is in Psalm. you look at my scripture.
You look at my scriptures.
Again, we're talking about gratitude,
Right.
All right. And let's see. Psalms 1:9 says, "I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell you of all the marvelous things you have done."
Well,
God wants to hear that. He knows it. But he likes to hear it from you, man. And that's prayer. That's talking to God, and it brings you closer to God.
Now, if you just said Psalm 120, I'd have freaked out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, 120. What 120 says?
I think that's the Lord's prayer. The Lord is my shepherd. I think that's where it is and everything.
Let's see. It's the next
episode. That would have flipped me out.
Psalms what? No, what is it?
I think it was Psalms 120.
Oh, 120. I gotta go way over here. Yeah, if it's 120.
The thing about it is, in those kind of things, Terry, I find, what helps us is when we pray in those prayers and we're saying those things, sometimes you can get stuck and you can get stuck in that rut.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you get where you're always doing it, So you have to have prayers where you can that gets you out of those ruts, you out of those situations, and lifts you up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's one thing good about Psalms prayer. They got a lot of Psalms and prayers and Psalms. And another one is the Lord's prayer, the one Jesus prayed.
Right.
When you say that, you say, It starts off Our Father. Mm-hmm. You know, you can say Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass. Yes, and you can just pile it off real fast. But the thing about it, it has no meaning to. But you can start to say Our Father,
right.
God, you are my heavenly right. Father. I love you so much. You gave your life for me. You gave everything for me, and I just thank you that you're a good Father. And then you can who are in heaven, God, you are in heaven, way above us. You see over everything, and you can break each little section.
Yeah. Down,
right. And pray. You can pray over everything in your life, but just pray in the Our Father's prayer.
Right,
you know what I mean? Because you can break, you can take each little section, and then you can take that little section, and then you can tear it out into a little bit section. Right. And take the next one, tear it out into a little section.
True.
Now, a lot of time, I do that myself, where it's like, I'll just pray the Father's prayer, but the Father's prayer will take me an hour to pray it. Because I break each little section up into little tiny sections and everything. And you can even go further than that. When you go over the names of God.
Right.
And then you can break all those names of God up. And then it takes that would take me an hour. So you can pray an hour easily.
Well, like you were saying, that the Lord's Prayer, you could say that whole thing together, and that's maybe one type of prayer. But if you take each one as a topic and you go do a study on what exactly what that means, and like you say, you're going to find like the first one, there's all kind of names of God.
Yeah.
Well, you could pray, when you say that, stop and add some of those names.
Exactly. Jehovah Maccabees, Jehovah Roha, Jehovah Siskanu, you know what I'm saying? All those little names, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God Provider. You go Jehovah Jireh, Lord God Provider. You know how you can talk about how you can thank God for providing for you, everything he gives you, everything you do. And you can just break all that down. Jehovah Nisa, Lord God, our banner. You know, God, you go before me when I'm going into the armies. When the enemy comes against me, you're there. You're before me and everything. There's a lot of things you can pray,
True.
But and those things are, Terry, most of the time I like to pray my heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly.
I like to pray whatever. I don't want to get caught in being religious, but I like to pray my heart.
Your heart, really.
Because most of the day when you're at work and you're having a relationship, you can have, you're working in whatever your tools or whatever you're doing, you can just talk to God. Mm-hmm. Instead of listening to music on your phone or talking to your friend or playing game, you can spend that time and you can just talk to God. So you have a lot of opportunities during the day to pray.
When I talk to God a lot, when I'm by myself, when I'm driving by myself, I'll talk a lot. But all of a sudden, I catch myself. And what are people watching me? What they think?
My wife does that to me all the time.
They think I'm crazy or something.
My wife says, well, "What you saying? Who are you talking to?" And she's like, "Well, who are you talking to?" Because she hears me talking to the Lord, and I'm just talking loud. I work outside most of the time, so I can talk as loud as I want to talk to the Lord. What I'm saying?
Right.
So I just open up loudly and say it. So my wife will come by me. She said, "Who are you talking to?" She think I'm talking because sometimes I got my phone in my pocket and I have it on speaker, and while I'm working, and my children will call me, because anytime my children call me, I try to answer it no matter what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless I'm watching Gunsmoke, then I tell them, don't call me while I'm watching Gunsmoke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But besides for that, I'll have my phone. If they call me, I got my phone in my pocket, so I'm talking to them. So sometimes my wife sees me, she sees me talking, but she don't know they're on the other side. But a lot of times, I'm just talking to the Lord. Yeah. And the having a relationship with God brings you to a level that's beyond most people.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't mean it wrongly, but you get to know God's heart.
Because
there are attributes of God that most of us will never know until we get to heaven.
Right.
And there are attributes of a God that we can know now.
True.
We can know. It's just like reading the Word. When you read the Word, you can see in the Word. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But when you read it, you can see the different attributes of each one of them four.
That's right.
By the way they wrote. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call John the Gospel of Love, because John was considered the love disciple. You know what I'm saying? Because he said the one whom Jesus loved. Because he had caught the revelation of how much God loved him more than the others. And so you kind of can relate to it. But then you can see it from the thing. Like Matthew. Matthew must have been really smart. Because everything was detail, detail, detail. And you can see that. And it's the same thing with God. When you get to know God, you can catch all the attributes of God by getting to know him. Mm-hmm. And when you get to know him, Terry, you find out he's not a mean God sitting up on the throne waiting to smack you down, waiting for the thing. Because actually, it's actually impossible for God to do that. Because you can't be love, complete love, and waiting to knock somebody down when they mess up. Because you're going to have grace on them. You know what I'm saying? And that's what God does. God has grace.
Right. And you know, something else, you know, why it came to me, you know, we're talking about is daily prayer, and we're talking about communication and basically just talking to God. Like, you know, but you know what? Just you do talking, but we know what's just as important is to stop and listen.
I forgot about that.
And maybe it's at the end, but I mean, you still got to stop and listen and just be quiet and just be ready to hear God.
Yeah,
you know, because he will tell you something. Another story if you don't hear it or you don't catch it. But God's talking all the time, you know. I mean, he wants you to talk, or it might start off with God telling you something. I mean, I'm what I'm saying. It's communication, and that goes both ways, you know.
Exactly.
You know. So I mean, you might do all the talking for a little while, but you need to stop and be quiet and listen.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. David Wilkerson was big on that. He was big on that. He said that actually one time he went to God in prayer. And I think he stayed in prayer for a while, but then he stopped and he stayed in that closet for almost three. He stayed in that spot for like, I think it was like 3 days.
Right.
And he didn't say nothing.
Cool.
Waiting for the Lord to talk to him before he said anything. But when the Lord talked to him, Jack, it opened up the doors after that. Because after that, he could hear the Lord clearly all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing about it is being there. You got to have that. It's not prayer. Prayer is conversation with God. And it's not conversation with God if God's not doing no talking. It's just dumping.
Like you said earlier, it's really from the heart. You know, God's more, he's not so much what you're saying, but it's what's for your heart.
Right.
You know, and you might have to say all kind of garbage at first till you get to a point where your heart's starting to come out.
Right.
And then God can
do it. Yeah, it's a lot of time. That's exactly what it is. You're right. A lot of time when you start talking about the problem. And like when I talk to people, and because I'm really good at this, this is a gift that God has given me. When people start talking to me and they'll start telling me about a problem, it's almost like I can see down in the root of what the real problem is.
Right.
It's about listening to them. And that comes from spending time with God.
Right.
And that's how it is with God. When you start dumping to God, you might dump to God for almost 20 minutes, but then you're not even telling what your real problem is.
Right.
But God can see the real problem, and that's what he wants to address. That's why you're spending time. And then once you get to the real problem, then that's when you can take care of it.
True.
Because everything else is just symptoms. It's not the problem.
Amen,
you know what I mean?
Amen.
And that's the good thing about having a prayer life with God. Okay. You got to talk to him.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to go to the next one. Number four, daily prayer is an act of worship and obedience. You know, it's you don't think about it, but when you go into God, getting his presence, start talking to him, that is a type of worship, you know?
Right.
Because you're talking to God,
wow.
you know, and it's obedience, you know, the saying, it's better to, like when it comes to God, it's better to obey than sacrifice, right? Well, when you're obeying God, mostly a lot of times you are sacrificing something, your will has got to be God's will, so you got to give up something. The bottom line is that it's obedience, and when you obey God, you know, that is a worship, that's a type of worship to God, and the thing is, he comes back with a blessing. Whatever, it's up to God how he blesses you, but you come because you've been obedient, you did what he said, boom, there's some kind of blessing.
Yeah.
And you're not in it for the blessing, you know, it's just you're trying to get your heart right with God. You're trying to come tell God,
exactly.
You know, talk to God, communicate with God. And,
you know, that's the bad thing, that's the time we live in. We've seen there's so much time that things that want to steal our time.
Right.
That we can't spend that time with God, but we got to make time for him.
True,
it's very important.
True. And for that, number four, daily prayer is an act of worship and obedience. I have a scripture. I'm not going to say it because time's almost over. You look, when you got time, look at 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, okay? All right. And then the last one I want to talk about is number five is daily prayer is a way to acknowledge and who is really in control of your life. You know?
Wow.
Who is really in control of your life? Because you stop and look at it, God created everything. God owns everything. It's all God. He knows everything. He created. He actually created. Like, to think about it, he created me and he created you. So I'll go to prayer. How can I know more than God? How can I stand up there and say, hey, God's like this, you know? I want this. I want that. No, it's God. You, God created you. He knows you better than you know yourself. And he knows what you need.
Yeah.
So and he's in control. So as soon as you get that straight, your communication with God will be a lot better.
Yeah, I think, Terry, we found out, a lot of people found out this last 2 years that they're not in control as much as they think they're in control of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because with all the stuff that just happened and everything, mm-hmm. and it was like crazy, and we found out we wasn't in control.
Right.
But God is in control. But the Bible said what God always turns everything around to our good.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Amen. So, but we got to have the relationship with him, when we prayer time with him.
Right.
And everything. And by prayer. Praying with them, you know, and Terry hit on this at the beginning, and the theme of it kind of stayed the same throughout the whole time we was talking.
True.
Is prayer is not this big old thing where you have to do all these religious things where you have to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just talking to God, getting to know Him. Getting to know who he is, letting him know who you are, and opening up your heart to him. Telling him who you are.
You know, and I think the one of the proper ways of doing it is like okay, when you accept Christ, you know, normally your life changes and you fall in love with God or through Jesus, or you fall in love with Jesus, you fall in love with the Holy Spirit, so you're in love, you know. So it's just like a relationship. You fall in love with somebody. You know, you want to communicate. You want to learn as much of that what that person is, because there's love there. Love's there, okay? Well, God is love. I mean, it all comes from God anyway. So you got to start with God. God's number one. He comes first. That relationship comes first. But it's like it is. You get saved. You fall in love with God. You're on fire for God, and you can't get enough of the Word. Can't get enough of God. It's very easy to talk to God.
Exactly. You know?
Because you're in love with Him. And you want to talk to them.
Exactly.
And you want, take care of this.
Right. That's 100% right. It's
so
easy.
That is very good. Okay.
Yeah, and as you develop that relationship with God, the more you want to talk to them, the more, you know, and the thing about it is, especially when you see God do something.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh my gosh, I want to spend more time with him some more. He did this for me. Like, it's amazing. I need to talk to him. But this, talk to him. You know, you got to fall in love with him. I remember, you know, you saying that. It was like that with my wife. When I first talked to my wife, I was on the phone all the time with her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I leave her house and then I call on the phone and everything. And I talk to her holding on the phone till it's time to go to bed. And that's the way it is with God. But you know, but the problem is we fall out of love with God because the world comes back in.
Right.
And it starts robbing our time back, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is the title of today's message is daily prayer.
Right.
And the whole thing is praying daily.
Yes.
Take some time in your day and spend a little bit of time with the Lord. You know, you don't have to be a long time, but because everybody knows, I understand everybody's got a lot to do, but find some spots. There's spots in your day. Everybody has spots in their day when they're all by themselves or they're riding in their car. Or they're just doing something that they can find a time where they can pray to God.
I mean, it's a lot of things you do, you can be talking to God and doing it at the same time.
Like
driving,
right?
Exercising, you know, working out, jogging,
working,
you know, walking.
While you're working.
You can even get work. Yeah, even when you work. Yeah. A lot of jobs you can work, you can still have a conversation with God, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And don't worry about the people think you're crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm at.
They're ready to think you're crazy. So what's the difference? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if they're not saved, they're saying that God's crazy. He's a fool, man.
Exactly.
No.
So we want to pray with you. That's the title of the message. That's what we want to do. We want to pray with you. So, Father, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you open up their hearts, Lord God, to be able to receive you. And, Lord God, to be able to have that fellowship, Lord God. And Lord God, let that prayer time be fruitful. Mm-hmm. That when they're spending time with you, they feel refreshed, Lord God. They come out energized and excited, Lord God.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to bless you. We want to thank you for coming and bless you for coming. Mm-hmm. And we ask that you make sure you subscribe to our videos and listen to us on the podcast. And if you're one of our friends on Facebook, we are on Facebook also. So thank you, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.